The General Assembly had a busy week, taking on everything from guns to a significant change for the state university system. WYPR's Rachel Bay joins News Director Joel McCord to wrap up this week in Annapolis.
So, Rachel, let's start with a couple of major votes that happened today. Senate passed a bill that would combine the University of Maryland College Park with UM Baltimore while keeping separate presidents at each institution. So how does that work?
Well, as you mentioned, the bill maintains separate presidents at each university. But if the bill passes the House, it will require the two presidents to jointly manage the campuses, which will be considered a single university. One of the primary goals is to enhance the school's standing as a research institution. The bill would also create the Center for Maryland Advanced Ventures in Baltimore, which is designed to commercialize research projects developed at the university and create new technology companies in Baltimore.
So I'm guessing this is might be kind of controversial on the campuses. What are you hearing from them?
Well, in general, university leaders say they support the bill. It enshrines in law a partnership that has already begun between the two campuses. President Wallace Lowe of College Park had a lot of praise for the effort, as did a lot of student leaders in College Park. President Jay Perman of Baltimore said he's mostly in favor of the effort. He was initially concerned because the original bill would have unified the campuses under a single president, but that has since been changed. And many community members at the Baltimore campus, though, are very wary. Perman hosted a town hall meeting today, and it was filled to standing room only. One concern raised by a number of people was that the partnership would affect the relationship with other universities within the state system, in particular the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. This is what Jay Perman said in response to one question on the subject.
There is a great deal in the bill about research. Perhaps attention to education is lacking. Chancellor Correct actually points out that quite apart from our students and the College Park students, 70% of the students in the University System of Maryland have nothing to do with these two campuses. So there are students writ large to be concerned about.
And there was a vote in the House that also concerned college campuses, but in this case, we're talking guns. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the House gave initial approval to a bill that would ban guns on all college and university campuses in the state. And this was part of a package of gun bills pushed by the Democratic leadership. And as you can probably imagine, debate got pretty heated. There was a lot of debate about whether this would stem mass shootings on campus or whether, you know, the sponsors of the bill said that this was really targeted more at preventing one-on-one violence and suicides on campus. This is House Minority Leader Nick Kipke speaking during the first half of the floor debate on this bill on Wednesday.
Very few people in the state of Maryland have a carry permit. And that's because, whether you like it or not, this state has an extraordinarily high standard for issuing those permits. And this bill makes it harder to have a common sense strategy where people can exert their Second Amendment rights and potentially save lives.
And one more thing. Governor Hogan submitted his supplemental budget request yesterday. What's in that?
Well, at the top of the list is money that people in Baltimore have been clamoring for, which is nearly $13 million for the city's public schools. This replaces roughly half of the state money the school system was set to lose next year as a result of a decline in enrollment. The city is expected to fill some of the rest of that gap. Some estimates say that the city should put in about $10 million.
All right, another week down, a few more to go. It was day 59 today, so about a month until sign you die. With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.